Madam President, I am very pleased to join with my ranking member of the Military Construction Appropriations Subcommittee, Senator Feinstein of California, in bringing forward the Senate's consideration of fiscal year 2004 Military Construction Appropriations Bill. The bill provides $4.6 billion for military construction, $3.95 billion for military family housing, and $370 million for base realignment and closure. Our military forces have been severely strained by the extraordinary burdens they've been asked to shoulder in the last several years. They've undertaken nearly 2 years of continuous combat operations in harsh conditions, endured long deployments and reserve activations. They've had to deal with severe disruptions to their family lives, resulting from lengthy separations. We've asked much of our service personnel and their families, and for that reason, we have paid special attention in this bill to military construction projects that promote our troop quality of life. For example, the bill provides $1.1 billion for 40 new modern barracks projects, $166 million for the design and construction of new hospital and medical facilities, and $16 million for child development centers to serve our military families. The intense demands of the past few years have extended well beyond our active duty forces, and no component has borne a heavier burden in that time than our Guard and Reserve forces, who have met the call to duty with a high degree of professionalism. Madam President, this bill differs from the administration's requests in only one significant way, and that is in the area of military construction overseas. The budget request included over $1 billion for military construction at U.S. installations outside the United States, much of it destined for facilities constructed for the Cold War. For several years, Congress has expressed its concern that our overseas basing structure has not been updated to reflect the realities of the post-Cold War world. Our nation is dealing with new threats, new strategies, new force structure, new deployment concepts, and new geopolitical realities. Yet, a basing structure designed for the Cold War endures.